I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
So I don't know. I just wanted to get everyone famous's attention.
Sure, but I wanted to get back to like when I was first seeing you, bro. Because that's like really why I wanted to do the pod too, is because you've been doing that. You were like the first person in Boston to do this shit. That's no one's gonna deny that. I mean, like right. The skits, the pranks, like I mean
right.
Can you remember anyone else that was doing it besides him?
No,
I think you were the one who really first did it.
After me, Marco Luisi. Yeah, he started. Yeah. But can't leave him out, bro. He was doing it before me.
Was he doing it before you?
No, he was doing it not before me. I didn't mean to say that. I was the first one, then Marco.
Okay.
But he's been doing it like over 10 years too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, he told me his story.
And he's just sick. Finally starting to catch a break.
Because I never saw Marco.
No, I didn't. That's why I was saying you.
I was
21,
he's,
I saw
he's
Marco.
Catching a break though, bro. People know, you know,
he's doing good.
His engagement's real good. I respect Marco, bro.
He's honestly, bro.
He's a fucking genius with his videos at what he does, bro. He knows how to, bro. Every video on Instagram has 500 comments. Fucking people.
Yeah,
he knows how to fucking get the views. Yeah, he knows what to do. He's smart, bro.
It comes down to knowing your audience, bro. I think that's the number one thing that helped me too, is like, you got to really identify your audience, fall into like a niche. He's fallen into a niche with like this Massachusetts town stuff. And like,
right.
It's cool. It's really cool that he can engage his audience like that. But
So
I wanted to get into when I first saw you. So I don't remember the first video I saw, but I remember it being sometime in like high school, maybe like sophomore year or something, freshman year, 2014, maybe 2015, 2016. And I remember actually one time you were at Woody's Liquor in East Boston. I lived down the street from there.
Yeah.
Or I lived down the street from there. And I was driving by, bro. I remember I literally took a snap saying, "What's up to you?"
Oh, for real?
I was like, "See, money, you looked, you said, what's up?" And I drove by.
For real?
But like, it's funny because me and my boys were all, I mean, probably like 2017, maybe.
Yeah.
But I remember all my boys, we all would watch your videos, bro. Like, we seen right. that shit. And like, I had you on Snap, I think, for a little bit, like seeing all your stories. But it's just funny because it's full circle, because then I know you took a break and I wasn't doing social media till September 2020. I started doing videos. And then I don't know how we got in contact. I don't know if I followed you or you followed me, but I was at my boy Jake Polino's house. You know Jake.
Right.
And we were doing he was giving me a tattoo. And like you DM'd me. Yeah. And I was like, "Yo, C-Money just DM me, bro. This is sick." And I called you and you were like, "Bro, we got to do something."
That's
bro.
Lit,
bro. Because I think you were just starting to get back on like TikTok and like, trying to do all that. And I remember that was when I was like, I grew pretty fast on social media. I was probably like 300, 400K on TikTok.
Yeah, that's
but
exactly
I remember seeing you stop posting, bro. You gained followers fast.
Right.
And then it got taken down.
On TikTok.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, bro. So the first video I ever posted on TikTok got like 2 million views.
So why don't nice. You just, why don't you just like, I mean, you're going to make another fucking page. You said you did.
No,
why
I
Why don't
do.
You just try to replicate what you did on
because
there?
Because honestly, my TikTok, bro, most of my, I only have 27K on TikTok, but I feel like my TikTok is mostly Italians, bro. So if I do an English video, it don't hit.
Do you ever check the demographic on there? No.
I don't even know how to on TikTok.
Your
bro.
Audience, I feel like, because you put in a video of me and you, and it was all Italian comments.
Bro, TikTok's like fucking, I don't know. When I look at TikTok, I'm just like, yo, this is for like little kids.
Yeah.
But then I see him lit on it, and everyone's like, yo, Tommy, that, TikTok all over the street.
You shouldn't even think like, why do you even think like that, bro?
Because I feel like, you know, little
but the
kids,
little kids, the future, bro. Those high school kids that notice us and shit. That's
I know,
that's
but sometimes I be feeling weird though, like swearing in the videos. The 9-year-olds watching me, I'm like, fuck.
Bro, I mean, you can't control what.
Blame
kids
the fucking,
videos,
blame the fucking parents.
Blame the parents, right? All right, followers.
Yeah,
let's see. We're taking a quick look, real quick.
Bro, this is what
how
I mean.
Fucking crazy is
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. So
Italy?
If I do.
His top countries, Italy, 87%.
TikTok.
Yeah. United States, 4%.
You posted a video, me and
Naples,
you, on TikTok.
Naples, 47%. Rome, 19%. Milan, 10%.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. My
bro,
TikTok.
That's insane.
You know how
so
I
why
got,
don't you just do
did,
more Italian shit on there?
Because,
fucking
bro, I'm
with
in
people
America,
in Italian
I
want to
make money. I want to get brand deals in America. If all my followers in Italy, no brand.
No,
I'm not
right,
going to get
right.
brand deals
but
here, bro.
You can do a little bit of both, though.
Get that Pellegrino deal.
You know,
kid.
What, know what I noticed, though, on social media? Consistency beats everything. Look at Marco. He's been doing it for 10 years. He stayed consistent. Look at him now.
Right.
If you just stick to a series or like a type of video in English for, you might not see the views for a month or two, but it's going to hit, bro. It's
right.
going to eventually hit. And that's how you open up a whole
no,
different
No, like I
niche.
Definitely, even on Instagram, like the video I did with you, bro, like, you know, like
which ones,
let's just say this one, right? Like this was all English, bro. It still got like 41,000,
bro. People just underestimate the numbers. That's what's tough about being on social media, because you get in your own head about these numbers and shit, and like, oh, I only got 30K, I only got 40. It's like, bro, that's a lot of fucking
people,
bro.
I know, bro.
can't get caught up in that.
I have way more followers on Instagram in America, like in the USA. But still, a lot of people are in Italy, bro. And you know what I noticed? Like the past few months, I've been doing food reviews and blog talk interviews and videos with you. And I lost a lot of followers on Instagram from Italy, bro. Like they unfollowed me, a lot of them, because I haven't done any Italian stuff on there.
You got to keep up with both audiences.
You know, bro. So I told you before, I'm stuck in a hard place, bro, with having...
Well, I was going
to
say,
here and in Italy, bro, because I don't know what to do for the videos. I'm like, they don't understand English. They don't understand Italian. What do I do here, bro?
I think you got to sprinkle both, bro. I think you got to fucking spread it out. It sounds like a lot of work, bro, but how long does it take to fucking put your phone on and do a video, bro? It's really.
And I could do like every other video, one Italian, one English.
It takes some time to sit down, but if you take a couple hours out of the day, you can come to our fucking office in Quincy if you want and just really write down a shit ton of video ideas and then just bang them out, bank them. Right. And then that's what I did with the podcast, bro. We have what, 5 or 6 episodes banked? Like we just, like, I want to start a podcast. Let's just fucking do it. Let's dive in. It takes time, but it's like now we're chilling 5-6 weeks in advance. We have fucking mad shit banked up. But if you did something like that for TikTok and Instagram, that's probably the way forward. But good.
The TikTok is like, you know how like TikTok is, bro? Viral, like right away, bro. You do a crazy thing. Like if I did something crazy right now in English in here, let's say if I did the same video, but then it spoke in English and spoke in Italian, I put it on TikTok.
Italian's going
like,
to do better,
bro. We can prove it, bro. Like, the
Your audience, you see the audience. It's why.
I feel like it's the whole Chinese-American thing, too. Like, I feel like they don't push American shit as much as, like, stuff in other countries.
I've heard that, too. It's a Chinese app. So, I mean, they're probably going to push other stuff.
Because if you look at other, like, foreign creators, dude, some of their numbers are, like, ridiculous, ridiculous compared to, like, ones in America.
I was talking to my cousin Anthony last week, and he was talking about all of us. And he's like, bro, you know that even if you have 200,000 real followers all in America, he was like, 60% of them are never going to see the video you posted. It'll never show up on their newsfeed unless they click on your page. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he was like getting into it with me, like telling me, like, listen.
The algorithm, yeah.
He was saying Instagram needs to make money. It's not a free app. He was like, you know how you can pay and it says boost post?
Yeah,
it'll be for your own followers to see, because half of it will never reach your followers.
That's actually crazy.
He was like, I'm telling you right now, he was like, if you post it on your newsfeed, half of your followers will never see it on the feed. He's like, Instagram wants you to pay for your own followers that you already have to see it. And it was making sense. I'm like, yo, that makes sense, bro. Yeah. Instagram wants to make money, bro. Even if it's your followers, if you want everyone to see it, pay for it, bro.
TikTok does that. That's why,
like,
too.
Sometimes I'll see, like, you know, Prosciutto Papi, like, sponsored Nutray, and it'll show up in my story. I'm like, I already follow him. Why is the sponsor?
Because they pushed it, probably.
They're pushing it, bro, for your own people that already follow each other to see it.
It's crazy to think, too, because people see, like, I have 1.5 million on TikTok, and like some videos I'll post will get 20,000 views.
It doesn't even matter, though. It's the fucking, because if you stop paying, you know what I'm saying? Like, course, they want you to pay for your own people to see it.
Before, though, I think when you would like promote a video or something, people would talk shit if you weren't selling something. Like, I feel like that was always the thing. People would be like, oh, you're boosting the post, like, for what?
I mean, people are gonna kind of
on TikTok,
like, oh, you have to pay to get your views. It's like, I don't know. That's why, bro. It's not the thing with me, bro, is I'm focused on just putting out content I think's funny.
Fair.
I'm trying to just like separate that from the views, because like if I put out a video that I think's gonna blow up and it doesn't do good, I don't want to feel like, oh, I did a shitty video. It's like, no, exactly. In reality, it's just like you didn't fucking hit the algorithm. There's so many factors that go into it.
Right. Didn't hit it.
And also, I think, like, if I do a food review for a restaurant and it only gets 15,000 views, I know whether if it's next week or in 2 weeks or next month, when I do a hit video and it gets 150,000 views,
it's gonna boost.
10,000 of those people will go back and it'll just keep the views keep going up.
Well, that's the thing with Instagram, especially, and YouTube Shorts and all that. Over time, bro, it grows a lot more. Like TikTok, it's more of like the first week, I would say.
Yeah.
First few days, but Instagram, it's like, bro, you can get 100,000 views over like 2-3 weeks. You just
Facts.
But yeah, nah, bro, it's interesting. So where do you feel like you're at now with the content career? Obviously, we're doing shit together. So, I've been telling you I want to do this group thing. Like, what do you feel like your way forward is? What do you want
to
do?
Like, I look up to you guys because I know if you make a phone call, Jake's right there for a video. If you call Maggie, she's right there. You have Chad with you all the time for videos. So at any point, like, you make a call, you know you can have like 5-6 scripts. 100%. You get the camera guy. For me, I feel alone a lot of the times. Like, you know, Jake has kids, bro. He's not always around. You have your own thing with Chad. like that you guys do mostly a lot of stuff
yeah,
together.
It's also just you live in the North End. It's not like it's a fucking that far away, but like with the tunnel and shit, it's like parking and Parkin's all that just goes into it.
So, you know, if I call D Buns, Derek to record a video, he might be busy. Marco does his own thing. Maggie works. She's never, so I feel alone a lot. I'm like, I want people in the videos. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, and like, you know, they're busy. Like, I don't have,
that's what I'm trying
like,
to do.
I don't have a consistent team. That's why I call you a lot. I'm like, yo, Tommy, can we film together? Cause like,
I don't want you to ever take it personal if I am busy or something. Cause never. Building my own bankroll. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Just shoot me a text if I'm ever around. Like, I'm always down. Cause I love just making shit like
But bro, whatever. I'm telling you, I'm literally going to meet with Chad after this to figure out a plan, but I literally want to figure out something where we can all work together in some way.
Like, bro, I would be absolutely down to film every day, bro.
Yes.
But like, it gets boring a lot by yourself. I'm like, all right, I got to play two characters, a greaser and a yuppie. I got to bring 10 mental. Different fucking outfits. I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm like, bro, like you guys, the deli shit, it's lit. And I try to tell you all the time, like, yo, bro, do it at my family's restaurant. You know, my family, I'm going to tell the podcast. My family owns two restaurants, one in Chelsea. It's Peruvian food. My aunt married a Peruvian. My uncle's Peruvian.
What's the name of it?
Tambo 22.
Tambo.
Bomb 22. Peruvian food. That sounds good. And then the restaurant we went to in Norwell, Trattoria San Pietro.
What is it?
Trattoria San Pietro, Norwell.
Trattoria San Pietro.
Bomb Italian food. But I tell you all the time, like the deli scene's hit. But let's try like, you know, let's try like a bar scene. You're like, you know, me and you will be the bartender, Jake. Comes in, he's crying about his family issues. We're like, kid, where you get the, you know what I'm saying?
Kid, I'm
like,
not a therapist,
right? Like, the like shit like here. That will hit like at different types of scenes too.
I agree, bro. That's dope.
But
what do you feel like? Like, what do you feel like you're passionate about? Like, what do you see? I mean, obviously, it's easy to say, like, oh, I want to be in a movie, I want to do this, but like, what do you feel like you're truly like honestly, enjoy doing?
Like a lot of people, you know, like they're like, you just care about views and followers. And it's not that I only care about that. But the way I look at it is the more views and followers you have, the more successful you can become with making money in your life. Because let's say if I open up a store in the North End that sells clothes and hats with a lit brand and lit logos, the more people that know me, the more people are going to go shop, right?
Yep.
Or if I open up a restaurant and I just keep promoting it, like it's better for 50,000 people to see the restaurant than having to pay someone to promote it. So like I just always think the more followers,
the more people like you, bro. Only reason it's coming off the ground is because of my followers.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, yo, followers and views matters for when it's business time. So my dream and passion would be to hang out with you guys all the time, do my own thing, film mad videos, get more lit.
That's what I want
to
do.
And
bro,
like eventually my dream, bro, is to open up my own restaurant one day.
That'd be lit.
But for now, I'm trying to drop merch, bro. I want to make hoodies and tracksuits. That's what
we're working on right now too, bro.
And you know the football gloves that when you go like this?
Yep.
Bro, I want to make some lit Boston ones like for the gym and stuff when you go like that. It has something. Huh?
Like that it makes a picture or something.
Yeah, even like sick. Just to wear for the winter, like sick gloves, bro. Like with a little logo, bang.
Yeah.
You know, hats, jumpsuits. Like I want to like have like a clothing brand, but the goal is to have like an online store and like have my own storefront, bro. Whether if it's selling roast beef sandwiches or clothes, I want a storefront, bro.
It all starts.
We can all hang out there.
Exactly. It all starts with building the brand, bro.
That's what I'm trying to do, bro.
Building the brand, but this is the thing. We can build something collectively as a group, but we could also build ourselves up on your own too.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to do with It's Content, bro. Like I want to find a way for It's Content to have everyone involved where we're all helping each other in different ways, but also like doing your own thing but feeding the group too. You know what I mean? I want everyone to have a little piece of the pie. That's the way it's going to work, bro.
Yeah, we have to
build something bigger than yourself. Look at fucking Barstool, how big they got, bro. All their personalities grow because they all help. The Nelk Boys. I don't really watch too many other fucking
even
people,
like I can't think of these kids' names. Impractical Jokers.
Oh, they're funny. Yeah,
like they're always together. They're lit, bro.
That's my goal is to like you're that's what I'm passionate about is like the videos, obviously. Like, but I would love to do shit together and then eventually write up like a TV show and we're all fucking in it and like doing like directing and acting in it and all that.
Even though like you know your style of like videos are like you know planned out skits at the deli and mine are more like pranks and fucking with people in the street.
Yep.
Like I would like to incorporate you in some pranks where we're mic'd up with the camera.
Yeah.
And then like do some bar scenes, like mix everything together, bro.
Me and Chad were just talking about, we're actually going to go talk about it after this, is we want to do like how, like something a little different, but similar to like Guy Fieri's He's lit. Shit. Like, he wants to do his own kind of show with me helping him with it, of going to like restaurants. We have so many fucking connections now, bro. We can go to so many restaurants and do whatever the fuck we want. No one's gonna bother
us.
Bro,
you and I have been to how many dinners this year?
Too many.
Have we paid? Too many, kid. Him and I haven't paid for one dinner this year, bro.
That's great.
And we respect and appreciate all these places that look out. Like, we love the food and stuff.
It's amazing.
But we also help them out, bro. We do, you know, a few stories.
One story gets you fucking 8,000 people looking at it. It's like,
yeah, I mean, for me, though. And then for you, it's another 8,000, bro. Right, but
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. You got to double it.
More than that. It's like the TD Garden sold out on your fucking food,
just for a free meal.
So like, I've talked to many people who do social media stuff, and they say that 1,000 views is worth $50. That's reasonable, right?
Yeah, I think it all depends on the platform and like who's seeing it. And
right,
if a teacher on TikTok has 100,000 views and they're going to go promote a fucking construction tool, it's like, you're not going to pay them the same because their audience doesn't give a fuck about that. If you have a chef that's promoting a cooking item, then that's different because you know their followers are more likely to buy that. Do you know what I'm saying?
But on average, like for promoting a restaurant or promoting a clothing brand,
I guess, I
think $50 for every 1,000 views is reasonable.
Yeah, you could look at it like that.
And that's another thing I wanted to say was that, you know, the most annoying question is when people ask you, do you make money with social media?
Yeah, it's the most awkward question, to be honest.
Does Instagram pay you?
I just tell them, yeah, I make a little bit. That's all I say. I'm like, yeah, I make a little bit.
I just want to explain to people, like, Instagram and TikTok and Facebook does not pay us.
No one pays us.
No one pays us. We make money when a business hits us up for brand deals and says, hey, can you put my music in the background of your video? I'll give you $1,000. Can you wear my clothes for a skit? I'll give you $500 plus free clothes.
Yep.
Can you come to my restaurant and do a video? I'll give you a free dinner.
That's how we
make money, when we promote companies. Social media does not pay us.
I wish they did. They should.
They should, bro.
You know, we're making them millions of dollars.
Legit. The reason that people go on the apps and shit.
Yeah, no, it is crazy though to look back at like the whole, like everything as a whole. But I think we have a good future ahead of us, bro.
Bro, we're still young. We're not, how old are you?
28.
We're in our 20s, bro.
It's dope.
Like, if we're like 50 years old trying to do videos, but we're still in our 20s, bro. We have a lot of years of doing this. And
even though
like there's a lot of stuff that's already been done, there's always new ideas, 100%. New topics, new elections, restaurants.
That's all it is, bro. It's just kind of just finding inspiration in different things and then just making it your own, bro. And that's eventually we want to build that into an empire.
I wanted to talk about the bike life too. And
I
think the racing videos hit, bro. Like, you know, like Mr. Beast, when he does the videos with the fast cars and stuff, like those videos
people
hit a lot.
People love that shit.
People love the fast cars and motorcycles. So, you have the, you know, you have the scat pack. I have the car. We should definitely do some video. No, I have the bike. You know, we should do something like with the bike and
we both have racing
vehicles. Yeah, might as well, bike, right? Bike and a car. Yeah. If we did some videos with the scat pack and the R1, bro.
Yeah, bro. That like, would be lit. It's a whole different demographic. I'm down too. We just got to do it. We can literally fucking do it right now. I have it here.
Yeah.
Right. But Jake, I wanted to talk to you too about just like, because I mean, we're pretty deep in the episode now, but I think we can talk a little bit about like growing up, where you grew up and shit. And like, I mean, because the people already, I feel like the people know you more already because like you've been in so many of my videos, but like we can kind of talk about how we started doing shit together. So like, tell me kind of how you, like you grew up, like where you grew up and stuff.
So I was born in Charlestown. I lived in Charlestown, 97 Bunker Hill Street until I was about 6. My parents got a divorce and actually I moved to Winthrop. I'm sorry. They sold their house there. We moved to Winthrop. My parents ended up getting a divorce and I was like, I think 9 years old. I moved to Florida for a year with my dad, moved back to Charlestown. I was kind of all over the place, but I grew up mainly between Charlestown and Winthrop.
Yeah, that's dope. When did you feel like you, like, how did you even get into the videos? Because, I mean, we connected like at a different, like later after you already started making videos. So, like, what made you get into doing it?
I just got fucking bored one day. Like Makina was sitting there and she was like, oh, like, look at this TikTok. And she actually saw you. And she was like, look at this kid, Tommy. And I was like, this shit's actually pretty funny. She's like, download TikTok. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. One night I was bored as shit. I downloaded it. And then like, I start seeing all these people and I'm like, this shit's pretty cool. Like, I wonder if I can do it.
Yeah.
I just started trying to like crank out little clips. I didn't have a niche or anything. Like, I didn't know I was going for like the boss. Austin thing yet, really.
Do you remember when you started? Like, what year? Was it 2021?
It was 21.
How long have you guys known each other for?
So I'll get into it. So it was around... I'm trying to think when I reached out to you. Was it the beginning of 22 or was it
I feel like it was 21? Like the end of 21.
So I hit him up. I'm on TikTok. I'm scrolling and his video popped up a couple of times and I seen one and it was like you – it was like – it's so mad funny. He was playing like a Boston dad and you were like – it was like POV, like Boston dad like yelling at a yuppie or something. And it was like, bro, I noticed right away like your voice, bro, like your accent, bro, is so like Charlestown, bro. It's like you have that accent. So I noticed that right away. And just like the fucking one line as you were saying, I forget what you were saying. You were talking about like I was a fucking Navy SEAL, a fucking like I don't know, bro. Just the shit you were saying was hilarious. Like you went on like a 45-second rant, like without even fucking stopping. So I saw it, I was like, damn, this kid's funny. So I just DM'd you because like, you know, like you were just saying, bro. I had a million followers at the time. I don't give a fuck who has
right. followed. And it's like what you said, how he DM'd you. That's how I felt when you DM'd me. I was like, oh shit, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, bro. But like I'm the type, like, bro. If I think you're funny, if I think you're talented, I'm like, let's fucking make some cool shit together. Like, I don't give a fuck how many followers you have. So then we made plans to chill, didn't end up happening, and then we started doing like the Boston Cream stuff. We tried doing like a how would you even describe it? Like a skit,
it was like a weird
YouTube
series type of thing.
This was like like 2 years ago. Yeah, we met like 2 years ago.
Like 2 years ago.
No, I was just saying. So we started trying this YouTube series. Didn't really work out. And then we were like, fuck it, let's just make some TikToks together. And then that's when Uncle Dino happened. I think Uncle Dino was what really solidified like the friendship and shit. Because then we were hanging out like every day.
We were making videos literally like every day, every other day.
It was really just like Adam Sandler's character and That's My Boy. That was like the inspiration.
Which is my little like twist on it. Like I tried to do like a Donnie Berger from Charlestown type of deal.
And then we just kept doing videos and here we are now. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
I love doing the Uncle Dino shit though. That's like one of my favorite ones.
Love videos like in general, bro.
What do you guys like? This is actually a good question. What do you enjoy the most about like the video, like doing the video? Is it like acting in it, writing it out, like thinking of like the like before even writing it out? Like what's like your favorite part of doing a video?
Honestly, I hate writing scripts, bro. Hate writing scripts, bro.
I'd say like getting the idea and trying to make it like what I see is like that's probably my favorite part because it's challenging.
Yeah.
My favorite though is watching it afterwards. Yeah. Like when I played that yuppie video, when I played the yuppie and the Woody's pizza, bro, I was when you sent it to me, bro. Like that's my favorite part, laughing out our own videos, bro. Because I'm watching the videos and it's like real life, like we don't know each other, bro. Like, you know, we're boys, we're hanging out all the time, but then when we're in movie mode, like making a skit, like it's like we really don't know each other, bro.
Yeah,
so when I'm watching the video, I'm like, yo, that's me and my boy. Like, and bro, we're just like actors, bro.
Yeah, my two favorite parts is probably I enjoy writing the script and like envisioning it. It's like I have a mini movie in my mind as I'm writing the script. That gives me like a high because I'm like, yo, this is going to be fucking hilarious. And then I wouldn't even say executed. I would say after it's executed, watching it back and seeing how funny it is, but also seeing the views go up, bro. Because like obviously, like I said before, I try not to mix and match like if I like a video with the views, but there's no better feeling than having 1 million, 2 million, 3 million views. Going through comments like this is gold. You guys need a Netflix show. You guys need to be on TV.
The best.
Like that's the best feeling, bro. That's such a good feeling.
So you know what? There's I like three different things now. So it's me acting. I like to act. Like if I'm gonna play a yuppie or if I'm gonna play a fucking thug, I'm like, all right, like because now I'm picturing people I know who are really yuppies.
Bro.
And I'm acting. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play the yuppie. Let me think about I'm gonna play that dude right there. And I just play it.
Let me make this shit as real as possible.
Then I like to watch it afterwards because I laugh at our own videos, bro. I'm like, yo, is that really me and Tommy? And then my third favorite part is when you look at it and it's like, yo, that has 700,000 views, 1,500 comments. Lit.
Yeah.
Reading the comments, like the positive comments are dope. Yeah. Obviously, there's some negative ones sprinkling up, but fuck them. Who gives a fuck?
That's one of my favorite parts, too, is like people's reactions to the videos, after the facts. Like, well, even like just like when you see people outside. When I started doing videos with you, like I would get recognized everywhere as Uncle Dino. And it was weird, bro.
Right? It's cool. Yeah. Now, getting recognized is dope, too. Like, I'm definitely like an introverted person more than like extroverted. So, like, I like to stay low key, but there is no better feeling, bro. When someone comes up to you and says your shit's dope, like there's that'll never stop being
would cool. You consider yourself a D-list celebrity?
I don't think I'll ever consider myself like a celebrity, bro. I don't think of myself like that.
He's a fucking celebrity.
But like I mean,
buddy,
like,
more people know you than fucking these sports players when I'm out.
Yeah, no, I mean it is true though,
bro.
It is true.
Everybody knows him. Everybody
he's a celebrity. It's dope. Bro, but you know what's crazy about walking around with him? it's not, we're walking around Boston, but it's, everyone's like, yo, Tommy, but it's, they're not all from Boston, bro. Or like, where are you from? We're on vacation from Texas. Tommy, can I get a picture? Where are you from? We're visiting from Chicago, bro. People know him everywhere.
I always ask people where they're from.
It's not just that. A guy stopped me from Philly. I was wearing the Boston hat and he was like, yo, the deli sketch is a cool shit. He's like, I was like, that's bananas, dude. This guy had a fucking Philadelphia license plate.
I'm trying to think of any like crazy occurrences that's happened with someone, like any awkward moments or like, I'm trying to think because shit has happened where I'm like, this is kind of odd. I had a dude somehow found my house and he took a TikTok video of my car. He was like a car guy.
Fucking weird.
He took a video of my car, posted it, didn't tag me. And then someone sent it to me and I looked at it and it was literally right in front of my house, my car. The guy followed me, but he never messaged me or tagged me. It was just my car.
You think he knew it was your car?
I don't know. I hope not.
Imagine if he didn't and this it was like just a few months ago. Sick fucking coincidence.
I'm not even trying to blow my own head up or whatever, but like when I was hard into the videos like 7 years ago, bro, like and I was going hard and I was on
You must have got recognized everywhere too, bro.
Bro, I had to like when it was time to go home.
I told you, bro.
Because it was like I was getting recognized. I told him before, not as much as him, but like half of him. It's still a lot, bro.
Yeah.
So I would go like this. I'm like, before I would hit my street. Because I didn't want people to know where I live, bro.
Of course not.
So I'm like, I got the key in my hand. I'm like, well, approaching my house. And I'm like, every second, see money. See. So, bro, I remember going home at night. I was like, sneaking into my door. To go.
Past your front
because
door.
Where you live, there's no one around, bro.
It's not as crazy.
I live in the north end, bro. Everyone's around.
Yeah, all
so
the
I'm
time.
Like, I had to hide to go home every night. No, I was like, bro, I don't want to. Like that. I don't care if people know where I live, but not everyone, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So I was hiding to go in the house.
I went to the movies with my girlfriend probably like a couple months ago, bro. It's crazy. It is crazy because this is where you start to kind of, because like I'm not cocky at all. I'm a humble person, but this is where you kind of start to feel like, oh, this is kind of like celebrity shit. Bro, I have to go in the movie theater with my hood on. And like, I swear to God, bro, because I see a bunch of high school kids and they're white kids. I'm like, oh, they all fucking watch the videos. All
right.
And I can see it from a mile away. So I'm like, I put my hoodie on. I'm going to order popcorn and shit. There's a long ass line. And I'm talking to my girlfriend and like, I see one kid kind of glance at me. And I'm like, fuck, here we go. I nudge my girl. I'm like, here we go. It's about to happen. She's like, stop. 5 minutes later, bro, I'm going to fill my soda up. He goes, bro, you Tommy Guarino? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, no. And then he tells all his friends. They're all
he was fucking.
And again, bro, it's a sick feeling. But like the fact that like I can't even go to a fucking movie theater sometimes. Yeah, bro. Obviously, like again, bro, I'm not trying to sound like fucking like I don't appreciate this. And I appreciate all of it. But it's like little things like that I notice now that's like, damn, this is kind of
sometimes
crazy.
when you're just out alone with your girl and you
want
to
chill.
Dinner.
I just want to chill. I don't want to be like, not that people are bothering me, but like at the same time, it's like I'm just trying to like, you know, focus on her and just chill out and like, you know.
Right. You don't want to just take, like when I went on the feast with, you know, it was just like every 2 seconds.
I hate the feeling of having eyeballs on me. I don't like that.
Yes. At every second.
When I feel like there's someone staring at me behind me, like you never know who's going to try to fucking try you ever. Either. Right,
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
We grew up in the city, bro. We've seen it all. You know what I mean?
Have some weirdo. Like,
I've seen kids get hit for no reason in high school. Like just stupid shit. And like, it's unlikely
someone
to happen.
Someone might want
a
world star you.
Right.
You're good, bro.
Bro, all right. So, Jake, I want to talk to you, bro, because you have this kid, bro. I swear your life is like a fucking movie.
Never ends.
It never ends. So, bro, do you have like any stories like growing up in Charlestown or like with your dad or with your kids or like anything, bro? I feel like you always tell me these crazy fucking stories.
My dad had a heart attack yesterday. That's like pretty dude. He's good. He's good. He was getting his teeth done. My dad's a fucking animal, dude. He was a Green Beret. He was a male stripper. Like, dude, just a beast.
We got to get your dad on the podcast. Like, that's the number one thing.
Bro, my dad took two heart attacks too. He's like 300 pounds, but he's good. So there's some minor ones, but still, bro, you know, you have to be careful, man.
Tell them how it happened.
He's in Turkey. He was getting his teeth done. He was getting veneers and fucking, I guess he went over there because like plastic surgery.
It's cheaper.
Way cheaper. I guess it's good. They gave him anesthesia and something happened with his blood pressure where the shit just dropped. And I guess it sent him like into a little heart attack. So he had to go to the hospital there. He didn't speak Turkish. Like he knows a little bit from the army, but like not much. So they had an interpreter come in and the interpreter told the doctor that he was Steven Seagal's bodyguard. And I guess Steven Seagal is like huge in Turkey. So they were giving him like all this VIP.
He was actually Steven Seagal's bodyguard.
Yeah, he actually was Steven Seagal's bodyguard for a few years. My dad lived in his house.
I feel like
shit.
Your dad's lived like a fucking movie. Like, bro, he said he's like a Green Beret. Like, I'm sure this.
He's in shape though.
Yeah.
That goes to show that even.
He just like lost a bunch of weight.
Bro, you know, you can friggin' be sick and have like, bro, I know some people who are like in shape and they have diabetes and I'm like, you know, even if people are in like, even if you're in shape and stuff, you can still have shit, bro. Like, wrong.
That's the number one thing, bro. Your health is your foundation. Like, that's something I'm starting to
realize. I got a funny moment. My dad, we lived in Naples, Florida. I was like 9 years old. We lived there for like a year, and we went out to get breakfast at McDonald's one morning, and I was sitting there eating a McGriddle, and like my dad was sitting next to me, and while I was eating this shit, I don't know what happened. You ever like eat and then you have to sneeze like while you're mid chew? Like it's a rare fucking occurrence, right, but it happens, you know? So I'm like, I sneezed, right? I'm trying to hold it in because I was eating a fucking egg sandwich. So dude, I was on like this bar thing, and then below me, there's like the booth couch, and there's a dude sitting there reading the paper like this. I fucking painted his whole entire, like the back of his head, newspaper. Dude, he had shit on his glasses. I felt so bad. My dad was like, yo, I'm sorry. Like, I'll buy you new breakfast. I'm so sorry. He was like, dude, fuck you and fuck your kid.
How old were you?
I was like 9. I was like 10. I was like 10. He was like, yo, fuck you and fuck your kid.
Oh, that's crazy. What about didn't you tell me a story when he like re-bitched out some country dude or some shit? Or was that your uncle? I don't know. It was like in Florida, I thought. Maybe not.
Which one?
Which
story?
Which story?
My uncle fought this like giant like Green Beret guy. Yeah, go ahead. No, my uncle fought like this giant Green Beret dude that looked like fucking B.A. Baracus. Yeah, go ahead, brother. My bad.
Where's the bathroom, bro? Right.
Bang on left.
Yeah, my uncle's a fucking nut too. He's a lawyer.
Fought a Green Beret guy?
Yeah, and he won. The dude was huge. He literally looked like Mr. T. And my uncle's just crazy, dude. Like he's a lawyer. He still be getting in fights like to this day.
For real?
Like, yeah, he be fighting. He's tough though. Like he's been doing it his whole life. He just got into jujitsu and shit. So
damn, Paulie D just followed me on TikTok.
Really?
That's lit.
Fuck yeah.
I posted this. I posted the clip, Jay Fine, from the Pauly D clip.
Oh yeah.
He goes epic night because I posted the video and shit. He followed me. That's lit. All right, so I want to talk about like celebrities you've interacted with or that you've been able to like talk to or meet. Like, who do you think like your top three is? If you were to pick like a top three, that either followed you, commented, or like you met
in person. All right, so one day after work, I was at the Golden Goose. Adam Sandler was in Billy T's in the North End, the Chinese restaurant. He was in there with, you know, a few other actors and like an entourage of people. So I heard Adam Sandler's in there. I was like, bro, he's the GOAT. Like, I have to go. You know, he's one of the littest actors, bro. I'm like, I have to go in there. So I went in there and he was with David Spade sitting down like side by side, like right there. And I was like, Adam, I need a picture with you. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Like, he's mad cool. And he had like broccoli on. He was eating beef and broccoli, bro. He had broccoli on his fork. I have the picture. I put the picture up, bro. He's
holding it.
He's like this. He was like trying to eat, bro. I was like, I was a young girl. I bothered him a little bit. I'm like, I need a picture. So he's like this with
the broccoli. That's so good.
But
we'll put the picture up with that.
Yeah, we have to put the picture. I'll send it to you. He's fucking so funny, bro.
So who's your top three? Give me a top three. So Sam,
he's one. Then should I say the Wahlberg? Or we already talked about?
We talked about Wahlberg. Yeah, you weren't talked about that though. How about I want to hear your Dana White story?
Okay.
How you met Dana, because you have a funny story for this.
So
I don't know if you want to go in full detail, but this is a good story.
So I'm not gonna go in full detail.
No, just talk about how you met him, how he was in person and stuff.
So I always wanted to meet Dana White because you know
why, bro. He's on my bucket list still.
Dana White's the shit.
We were supposed to meet him together. I even asked you. I was like, where you at? Come and meet him.
I was at my girls, bro.
And I wanted you to come. I was like, come with me, bro.
I know. It's all good. So the time will come. Time will come.
So he was in Carmelina's in the North End eating.
I used to work there.
It's top three in the North End for restaurants, bro.
Best food. I love
that. It's so good, bro.
I wouldn't say the best, but they're up there. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely top three in the North End, you know?
How did you find out he was there?
So Vinny Favorito, you know the comedian Vinny Favorito.
Vinny Unfiltered. Shut up, Vinny. That's someone we need on the podcast. Vinny Unfiltered.
100%. You need him up here, bro.
We're going to have to bleep out and cut a lot of shit, but it'll be worth it.
So you know who he is, right, Vinny?
I've seen him, yeah.
So he's like
he's a comedian. At his comedy show, bro. He had me dying laughing. It's hard to get me to laugh with comedians, but
he's lit. So I seen him put up I always wanted to meet Dana White, and he always goes to Carmelina's for dinner. So Vinny put up a picture with Dana White. They met on like Prince Street. And I called him right away because he had just put it on Instagram like 10 minutes before. And I call him like, Uncle Vin, where's Dana White? Yeah. He's like, listen, he's either at Carmelina's or he's at Down the Feast. So sure enough, I walked up to Carmelina's, bro. The whole restaurant was shut down just for the party.
How many people were in there?
Like 40. He had 40 people with him, bro. Like a whole entourage.
Just like friends and family. And he was,
and other fighters.
Yeah, that's
and stuff.
Like max capacity that's for Kamala.
Bro, so he was in the cut in the corner, but I saw him. So I just waited like an hour out there, bro. Cause I'm like, yo, for
wait,
me.
Wait, you didn't get to walk in?
No, it was shut down.
Oh, so you had to wait outside.
Yeah, I'm not gonna even, you know, it was just shut down for a private event. Of course. Even though Damien's my friend and he owns the place, he was in Italy. He wasn't he wasn't there to say come in. So he was in the corner. I waited an hour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he ate and he got up in the restaurant and walked towards the windows. So there was other kids walk by that
they
recognized them. The restaurant, the windows were open.
They were
open,
the door window.
But you couldn't see Dana if you walked by because he was in the corner in the back. Like you would never see
him. Where the painting is right next to the kitchen.
Exactly, but in the left. Yeah. So I like two young kids walk by, Dana, because he was near the window talking to the other fighters and the security and stuff. So he was like, yeah, come up, take a picture. For me, I'm going to tell you guys right now, a picture with a famous person does nothing for me. I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
I want to do a skit. Video, yeah. I want to follow back, bro. Yeah, course, so like I do, bro, I want the whole package. I don't want a picture. Picture does nothing, bro. Like I want you to follow me.
I
want to
be your fucking friend. I want to know where you live.
Yeah,
address, social security. I want to know your mother's name, your social security.
Yeah, like
be
my
friend.
I want to fucking invite on your yacht. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I get cool with them when I meet them, bro. You know me, like I'm all going, like I'm not just like, can I get a picture? I don't give a fuck about the picture. Bro, like it's more than that.
I want that relationship.
Yeah. Bro. So like when I met
how did you approach it?
So I linked up. I went to Dana White. I was like, yo, listen, Dana. I'm like, we have a couple mutual friends. I name drop the people he knows. And then one of them is Jay Gioni. You know Jay?
Gioni,
he's from Salty. He's the actor that was in The Departed. He's my boy. He's
I know
from,
his nephew or something.
Yeah, he lives in LA. He does movies. He did a lot of movies.
Probably know him if I seen him.
So I was like, Dana White, like Jay Gioni's my cousin. I was like, you know, he was like, oh yeah, I love Jay. I was like, listen, I'm doing my thing on social media. I'm like, you know, I just did a video with Mark Wahlberg. He followed me the other day. I'm like, can I do one with you now too? You know, because you have to, they're not going to just do a video with anyone, bro. You have to like,
explain to them. Yeah, like
because like what if someone says something stupid, bro, on video? They don't want to be. So like I had to show them my page.
If you tell them it's your career, like you're not going
to
be dumb.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, I'm not trying to do anything stupid. I'm like, you know, but this is my page. I have a
how long did it take you to convince him to do the video?
He was like, just do it. So I pulled out.
Were you inside though?
Yeah, I jumped into the window. I was like, we'll do the video. So he's like, you know, I was like, listen, Dana White, I'm going to do UFC. I'm going to wipe everyone down. Like, you'll pop. He was like, yeah, you're going to be the main event of the Garden.
That was funny.
And then we did a 30-second video and I was like, thank you, Dana. I appreciate it. I'm like, you know, I don't want to bother you. He's one of the busiest guys in the world, bro. He's
a fucking empire.
So I was like, you know what? I don't want to bother you. I'm like, Dana, please though. I'm like, I don't want to bother anyone. I don't want to break balls. I'm like, but I'm follow from you would mean the world. He was like, my phone's in the back corner. I'm like, I need that though. I follow you. I need the phone. Like, he took one of the
made him go get his phone.
No, he took one of the security guards. He took his phone and he was like, listen, what's your number? And I gave him my number and he said, yo. So he was like, that's my security guard's number. He's like, you know, one of the securities or something. He's like, I'm gonna follow you by the end of the night. Sure enough, the night went by, no follow. The next day, I texted that number. I was like, yo, bro, I know Dana forgot about the follow. I'm like, but I need that follow.
This fucking kid.
Bro, the next day, like 24 hours later, I was like, yo, I never, you know, Dana followed me. I really need that follow back. Like, it means a lot to me. Within 7 minutes, he was following me.
That's crazy.
So, you know, because the security and stuff, they're always with him. He must have said, like, because Dana put my number in that phone. Like, I still have the number right here. Dana's security right here, see? Like, bro, I'm not gonna.
Dana White.
I'm like, that's the number for that. So you know,
it's funny. His son follows me on Instagram. We talk a little bit. I have his number. He plays like college football in California or something. But I think
Dana White's
like,
son.
Yeah, I think that's cool. His oldest son, Dana White III. That's his name, that's which is hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah. So like we were talking about it the other night, bro. Like a follow from a celebrity, like it means a lot to us, bro. Not to someone who just doesn't do anything, but to us, bro.
Of course.
Like, you know, if I was a regular person posting a couple pictures, I wouldn't care. But if you're trying to make a career out of it and it's like a business, bro, like the follows from the big dogs, like matter, bro, a lot.
Yeah, bro. Even like,
especially when they're commenting and stuff, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope when they interact. Like The Rock follows me. He sent me like a voice memo, which was dope.
Hey, Tommy Rock here, brother.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah, bro. That shit was crazy. I try to keep like, you know, like everything that was said between us, because like I don't want to like blast it out and shit, whatever. But like the fact that he took time out of his day to do that,
right?
And like I just really thought about it. I'm like, damn, he's really is like the the biggest male followed on any on all social media besides Messi and fucking Ronaldo.
Yeah. Legit, bro.
He's bigger than like, fucking cheese, a slice bread.
He's in every movie. Yeah, dude. And, and at the end of the message, he was like, tell your families I said hello. And that's like, that's sunk in because I'm like, damn, he knows everyone's family knows who he is.
I'm like, he knows
and everyone. They'll appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, only The Rock can say that.
Right. Everyone, bro, knows who that dude is, bro. Like, and every video he posts on Instagram goes viral. Like, there's not a video that has a million views. Like, every one of his videos like has just millions. At
that
point,
that's just how it is. Like, he's so big. Like, anything
bro, he has 400 million followers. Of course, he's going to get, like, at least
he could post him farting and it would go crazy. It would go viral as shit.
I want to...
he is a good
do
dude.
Do we have any other stories you want to go over growing up in Boston? I'm trying to think of some myself.
I'm trying to think. My brain's just hamburging me right
one
now.
One thing in Boston that's big, that was big in high school, was actually it has to do with the North End, is the feasts. I remember being... Yes. 14, 15, 16 years old being all amped up to go drink down the feast and just like look for trouble. I'm trying to think, bro. I'm like, Jake, you have so many stories.
An hour and
bro,
my brain's just hamburger.
Bro, I got mad stories, bro. It's just an hour and a half flew by, bro.
Yeah, but we're going to do two pots anyway, so it'll be like probably like an hour. If we want to go to 2 hours, we can. Like, I just wanted to get as much content as we can while we're here. But if you guys don't have any more any stories or anything, then we can fucking start wrapping it up.
I'm just trying to think, my bad.
I got some crazy stories, but I don't want to talk about them a lot. Some of them, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because
it.
I don't, good. You know, mad people are going to watch, bro. I don't want to fucking say
anything
stupid,
of course,
bro.
We'll keep it under wraps. Sorry. All right. Well, what's the future look like? What's the future for Simone? How do you say it again?
Simone. That's it, my guy.
Simone.
What's the future?
Bro.
Next steps.
Simone.
The next steps, bro, honestly, I want to make merch.
Merch, that's like the next step.
I have my cousin working on a few logos with me, and... My next step as of right now,
we should find a way to get our merch in your hands or collaborate somehow, figure something out. That'd be dope. How do you plan on selling it? Like, do you plan on literally like hand like selling?
Bro, me, you see how I am when I'm in the streets. I know everyone, bro. I'm gonna be like, yo, you need to buy my hat. Buy it.
Put it on your head now. You fucking owe me $50. Fucking
yeah, right. And then like I won't hit them over the head for like that much.
No,
like,
I'm fucking with you.
No, I'm saying like I might do it a little cheaper just to sell more. I'd rather sell it cheaper and more than sell it for like $60 and then
you're getting your brand out there too,
which is bro big. Like I'd rather just double my money than fucking quadruple it. I'm not greedy, bro. Yeah. But like they can either hit me up on DM and the messenger and I'll, you know, I can ship it to them, or like have an online store one day. Mm-hmm. Or like, yeah, people in the street, bro, legit, like buy it. And like I have a bunch of barber shops that I'm cool with. Like I could put 10 in one barber shop, 10 here. Like they're gonna be in places you can buy them at. Yeah.
Do you have
my
any
friends coffee shops? I'll put some in there.
Do you have any more like any different types of content you want to get into, or like for your content in general, like
honestly,
where do you see it evolve into?
I didn't mention this on the podcast, but I do have my real estate license.
Yep.
So, you know, I do rentals in the city sometimes, bro. And I did want to incorporate my real estate business with the skits. Yeah. Because you never know, bro. Like real estate's like deep into it too, bro. You sell a house, you make 20 grand, 15 grand. You know what I'm saying? Let's say if I'm doing skits and I get 2 sales a year, like, cause you know, I do real estate part-time, bro. Like I'm not at the office 60 hours a week. But let's say if I incorporate real estate into the videos, bro, and I get 2 sales a year, it's an extra 30, 40 grand.
Yeah. No, you're
you
right.
know, like why not use money. The license, bro? It was mad hot to get, bro. Like I took the
Find
test
out
a
how
few
to
times.
Incorporate the two so you could do like a skit and
sell
real
estate
out of it too.
Like the successful people I talk to, they're successful because they have 7 forms of income.
100%. That's what they say.
So you know what I'm saying? If I could sell merch, open up a restaurant, do real estate on the side. You know, you need a few different, like, I don't want to be a 9-to-5 guy, bro. I have too many connections to fucking be a 9-to-5 guy, bro. Never. There's so many ways to make money in this world.
Well, that's why I started the podcast too, which is another stream of income eventually.
Right.
I want to do different shows. Like I was saying, I want to do something with Prosciut, with like a Guy's Fieri kind of thing. I want to do the deli. I want to do this talent show idea we have. We got the podcast, you got the merch, like that's 5 right there.
Different. Yeah, yo, I love
and
that.
And Brandale 6.
The impractical jokers, bro, like
pranking
stuff
people.
Like that.
There's just so much shit, but this is why we need a group of people to be hitting everything under the same umbrella.
I come up with the ideas, you hold the camera, him and Chad are, you know, fucking with the people.
If someone can't make it one day, it's all good because we got 2 other people that can jump in. Like that's
right.
That's what I want to do, at least. That's my next steps. Even like with Justin, we were talking about doing something as like a... what did you compare it to, Justin? The show, like you kind of, you were kind of like the challenge or something.
Kind of like the challenge, but for Boston.
creators. Yeah, like doing something, like having like renting like a house for like a weekend and having influencers coming and do a challenge for the weekend.
That's
and, like,
what they do in LA.
Survivor.
But, yeah, I don't want to talk too much about it, but like something like that, getting that in the works, get brands involved, like that, you know. So yeah,
that's what they do in LA, bro.
Yeah, a lot of aspirations, bro. But
they're lit in LA.
I think the coolest thing for me would be if we could ever get one of our shows on a streaming platform, like a Hulu or a Netflix or something. That's
when could happen.
Shit would be sick, and that's when you grow, bro. That's when you fucking look at the kids from like Jersey Shore. Power. You watch Power?
Yeah, watch that six seasons, bro.
Those kids, bro, like they're 22, 23 years old, bro. They're fucking.
He actually follows me, bro. Ghost follows me.
For real. Gianni follows me, the kid that plays the white kid in it, that's best friends with Michael Rainey's fucking character.
Gianni,
he's the white kid, bro. That's best friends with the son. What's his name?
I have to see. I'll show me after.
I forget. Yeah, I'll show
There's
you.
So many characters.
We talk
bro.
A little bit. He wants to come in the deli sometime.
But that was another thing. I met Ghost Omari Hardwick, bro. Yeah, I met him in Saugus. Same thing.
Seems
bro.
Like a cool dude.
I met him. I was like, "Yo, Ghost, like, you know, it's one of my favorite shows." Like, I'm like, "Follow me." He followed me. He's mad cool, bro. I even gave him a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I had a Gucci shirt. I was like, "Yo, Ghost, take this."
Yeah, that's dope,
bro. He's smaller in real life though. In the movie, he looks like he looks
like Debo,
but like he's like only like 5'7", but he's ripped, you know. Yeah. But he's mad cool, bro.
What's your future looking like, Jake? Like, what do you see? Like, what do you feel like you're most passionate about or like that you see for the next steps? Like, I know, like, we talked about you maybe doing stand up sometime. Like, I know you like the skits. Like, what do you like think you'd be the most passionate about doing?
I just want to keep making comedy, like, get funnier skits, like, maybe do some new characters or something. I just want to keep throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks, you know? I just want to keep making people laugh. I just want to keep making
videos. What about for money, though, out of it? Like, what do you think? Like, how could this bring us a lot of money, you think?
I think the number one thing, bro, just to even chime in, bro. I think the number one thing for me that's helped me a lot.
I don't focus
on the money, bro. I really don't. I focus on building good shit, like content,
right.
Comedy.
Right.
You can't focus on, hey, I need to get 50K by this month or by this time. It's just you're going to drive yourself crazy. It's the same thing with numbers. You can't be like, hey, I need this video to get 100,000 views or it's a fail. Like, bro, you can't. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
I mean, if I will make money from it, like I have made money from social media. And when I do, it's like fucking awesome. But sometimes I'm not making money. So there's like different things that I'll fucking do and shit. Like I do garage doors and stuff, like
right. Just that's why we need to come up with the plan to make, like, obviously making money is a very important part of this. We want to fucking do this for the rest of our lives, so right. Making a plan for that, put a plan in place and then just focus on the content, bro. Build the community.
What you're saying makes 100% sense. Like I don't know, bro. I am a little like obsessive when it comes to money though, bro. Like I shouldn't be the way I am with it, but I'm always like, yo, I want to be successful. I don't want to be an average guy. I want money. I'm a little obsessive with it, bro. I'm not going to lie. Money drives me nuts
bro. It's not the worst thing in the world though to want to go chase money though. You could be addicted to something else. That's not good. I know, bro.
You know me. I barely drink alcohol. Right. I never did a drug in my life, bro. Like, I like money, bro. I want to live a nice life. I don't want to be average, bro. We're not average people. Nah, bro,
the way I see social media is like, say you have this plant, right? And you could keep watering the plant and the shit gets huge. Like, I'm not picking the fruit yet. Like, I want to get the biggest possible fucking tree that I could have. And then I'll have a shitload of fruit. Yeah, that's just the way I see it.
Sense, make some money from brand deals here and there to keep my fucking, I can live. Like, that's really what I'm focused. If you talk to any, maybe not any, but a lot of like entrepreneurs that started with startup companies that are now huge, they'll all tell you, bro, they were all grinding with no money in their bank account. They were putting all their money back into what the fuck they were doing. And that's what I'm trying to do too, bro. I put probably 25, 30,000 into its content since the last year.
Yeah.
And like, I'm lucky that I have the money to do that, but now it's getting to a point where we have a partner now that helped us out a little bit financially. And like, you know, it's not the worst world because partners have connections and they help, but I think the main thing is doing as much as you can with like as little funding and help from other people as possible.
30K, you say you put into the
probably
videos?
Probably 25.
It's a lot of 30, money, bro. You know, for film, like camera guys.
I mean, a few different things like camera guys, props. Trying to think like events, like I had to put up money for some of the merch, but I made that money back. So right. Like realistically, money that I paid people probably like 15, 20.
Would you say you have sold out of every hat you've ever made so far?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
That's lit, bro. See,
that's what I'm saying. I make my money back in a profit. So it's not that big of a deal. But I'm just saying in general of money out of my own pocket that I've put into it. Bro. And I have no problem with that, bro, because I know it's gonna pay off. We're going to be fucking millionaires one day. I swear to God. I say it all the time. You just have to believe it. I think a lot of people say I want to be a millionaire, but like you don't actually believe it. Like you really have to believe like you're going to get there and you're going to get there.
I think
that's it. I'll look back on this in 5 years and laugh. I swear to God.
Yeah, when you're sleeping on your bed in your shitty little apartment, close your eyes and picture you're in a fucking palace.
You know what I do feel like though, Tommy? Like for the both of us, like if we get into shape and start eating clean, bro, 100%. We have to do it, bro.
I was talking to someone yesterday and I was like, health is like the foundation of everything. If you're in better shape, especially with what we do, bro, we're on fucking camera all day. It's like you want to look good.
Yeah, but we love food more than anything. And we really have to stop
eating or I'm gonna die.
And it's gonna be harder to lose it when we hit 30, 35, 40. Like 100%. we have to get in shape, bro.
You gotta do it for yourself. That's the number one thing too. I've noticed. Like you gotta want to do it for yourself.
Right.
Obviously, doing it together is gonna help no matter what. But you gotta want it for yourself too. Not for fucking money.
Not because of a girl.
None of that. So that's what it comes down to, man. We're getting like deep here.
I told Tommy, I'm like, you want to lose weight? Like talking about me. I was like, I'll give you $5,000. And I'll tell you, if I don't lose 30 pounds in the 2 months, you keep the $5,000. See how fast I lose it.
I'm trying to structure. I'm not going to say anything, the brand, but I told you I'm trying to structure a deal right now where it might force me to like get into a weight loss journey to get paid. So then it's like, really, if you don't do it, then you're just fucking yourself financially.
Right. Like you're a loser. So if the company's like, listen, we'll give you, you know, $3,500 checks, but you really have to work out, eat clean, and drink this much for 3 months, yeah. And you lose 40 pounds and you look better, you know, you get paid.
The money, yeah, that's good, bro. I'm glad we got to chop it up, man. Any final thoughts?
So many stories, bro. We can get on here another day.
Sure. We'll do it again. We'll definitely do it again. I wanted to just get you guys on here. Some Boston inner city 100%,
bro. My guy Tommy, let's fucking go, bro. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too. Ooh, ooh, ooh.